it's strange, isn't it? Like, you get used to being somewhere, and, you know, I'm sure that if I'd moved somewhere else, I would have settled and loved that too. But recently, my husband and I were thinking of moving. Like, his mum died, so we inherited the money from her house, and that gave us an opportunity to think, well, you know, where do we want to live? Like, shall we move? He's retired, I won't be on the council forever, so, you know, shall we move to a different part of Sheffield? Shall we move to the Peak District? Shall we buy a house in the south of France? You know, where are we going to live the rest of our lives? And in the end, we decided to stay in Broomhall. You know, we'll stay forever. But we did up our house in a way that is, like, we've got a bathroom on the ground floor, so at some point in the future, we could live on the ground floor and have rent out the upstairs when we're old and grey and need people to look after us. I'm grey already. So, you know, we made a very positive decision to stay in Broomhall, and partly that is, you know, absolutely positive for the advantages of, it's great to be near the city centre, but it's relatively quiet, we're in a nice house, we've got a nice little garden, I've got the allotment nearby, we love being able to get to the station, the cinema, the theatre, big shops, you know, all so close, that's just fantastic. But it's also, from my perspective, I wouldn't say so much from my husband's, but from my perspective, because I do think at the end of the day that, you know, everybody makes different contributions in their life. But I think, you know, a contribution that I think is very, very valuable is being a sort of reliable part of your community. You know, that people know you're there, yeah. Even if it's just like on the street, yeah. Saying hello. I think that sort of continuity is really, really important. And I think that's something that, you know, I give to Broomhall, just kind of being there and even having, you know, very minor involvements in it. I think just being there and caring about the place is something I can contribute, really. And loads and loads of my friends have kind of lived in Broomhall at times and then moved out. Oh, you know, it's too scruffy, it's too noisy, we want a bigger house, you know, we could afford a bigger mortgage and we want to invest in a bigger place. We've got kids and we want them to go to better schools. We wouldn't want our kids to be out on the street. They might get hurt, they might step on glass, they might get shot, whatever. So a lot of people move out of Broomhall because they perceive it as being, you know, a bad, difficult place. But, you know, I think it's really important to stick with it and say, actually, places are healthiest if they are mixed. And, you know, I'm part of that mix. So, yeah.